On today's show, GM is going to lose $9,000 on every Bolt EV it sells. Lucid Motors picks Arizona to build its Tesla killer. And John has some ideas of how President Trump should deal with fuel economy regulations. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Uh-oh, this doesn't look good. Bloomberg reports that General Motors is going to lose $9,000 on every Bolt EV that it sells. Bloomberg does not say how it reached that number, but says it has a source, and I quote, a person familiar with the matter. Of course, losing $9,000 per car is a whole lot better than the $14,000 that Fiat Chrysler loses on every Fiat 500e that it sells. Automakers are willing to lose money on electric cars as long as they sell in small numbers and as long as that allows them to sell traditional vehicles that are profitable. But California requires zero-emission vehicles to reach 40% of sales by 2030. Even if automakers can cut the cost of EVs, there's no way they could afford to sell 40% of their cars at a loss. And maybe that's why Toyota decided to put the president of the company, Akio Toyoda, in charge of its EV development program. It's a well-known fact in business that when the top dog gets involved in a project, things get done a lot faster. And no doubt Toyota's top priority will be to cut the cost of making electric cars. And it seems every time you turn around these days, there's another startup that wants to build high-end electric cars. Yesterday, another startup called Lucid Motors announced it's going to build an assembly plant in Arizona, just south of Phoenix, to build electric sedans. Earlier this year, when it was called Ativa, it showed off its EV propulsion system in a Mercedes-Benz van that are wickedly fast. When they changed the name of the company to Lucid Motors, and when it goes into production in 2018, it will be making four-door sedans with all aluminum bodies. The cars will come with 1,000 horsepower, have a 400-mile driving range, and will cost well north of $100,000. Lucid says it plans to build 10,000 cars the first year and hit 60,000 cars a year by year three. This company clearly wants to surpass Tesla. And it has some seriously talented people on board, and its attention to detail looks impeccable. Looks like Lucid Motors is well worth watching. We'll be back with more right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
The diesel fallout continues as London just announced it will stop buying buses that run solely on diesel power. The plan is to phase out diesel double-decker buses from 2018 in an effort to improve air quality. London will also start to see new one-story buses that are zero emission and two-story buses that run on hydrogen fuel. But London is not the only major city getting rid of diesel buses. New York, Amsterdam, and Cape Town will phase them out by 2020, and Paris, Madrid, and Mexico City are following behind in 2025. Anyone who's driven in windy weather knows the gust can really push a vehicle around on the road, and it's especially noticeable in tall commercial vehicles. That's why Ford is offering a new system for the Transit to help mitigate the problem. Called side wind stabilization, the technology monitors sensors 100 times per second, and if a gust is detected, it applies the brake on one side of the vehicle to help the driver stay in the lane. The feature is standard on new Transit vans equipped with its EcoBlue diesel engine in Europe. And hey, be sure to join us for Autoline After Hours tomorrow to learn more about Alfa Romeo's plans for the U.S. market. We've got the head of Alfa, Reid Biglin, and several other executives from the company talking all about their plans. That's this Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on our website, autoline.tv. Donald Trump just elected Elaine Chao to be his Secretary of Transportation. You may remember that she was Deputy Secretary of Transportation for President George H.W. Bush and the Secretary of Labor in George W. Bush's administration. Not only is she a longtime Washington insider, she's married to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. And speaking of Donald Trump, he says he wants to back off fuel economy standards, and coming up next, John has something to say about that.
For the people at Dow, Racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
On the campaign trail, Donald Trump said he wants to reduce the corporate average fuel economy standards, or CAFE. That would provide immediate relief to automakers, but there's a caveat. Watering down CAFE requirements could actually hurt the American automotive industry. As surprising as this may sound, it's all about manufacturing scale. This is a global industry, and trying to wall off the American market from what's going on in the rest of the world will not work. As China and Europe push vigorously for higher fuel efficiency and tighter CO2 emissions, they are going to have an advantage over American automakers and suppliers who can't count on the giant U.S. market for their manufacturing scale. Yet, meeting the CAFE standards will be really hard to do. They were written when gasoline cost $4 a gallon, and everyone was sure it was going to $5. Today, with gasoline closer to $2 a gallon in most of the country, consumers are not willing to pay extra for better fuel economy if there's no payback. So how do you provide regulatory relief at the same time you don't cripple the industry? My suggestion is to back off on the timelines, not the final standards. So instead of a 2025 CAFE goal of 54.5 miles per gallon, make it a 2030 goal. We'll still get the same results, but that extra 5 years would be a huge benefit for automakers. Anyway, that's how I see it, and I welcome your feedback in the comment section. And with that, we wrap up today's report. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.